You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The statewide tornado drill will take place twice today. At 1:45 and 6:45, sirens in some communities will go off, allowing people to rehearse their safety plan. During the drills, you're encouraged to review those plans and identify safe shelter locations in your home or business. UW-Milwaukee is now among several universities dealing with visas getting pulled for international students. 10 students have been affected around here with no clear explanation provided for the termination of the visas. The university's Center for International Education says they're supporting the students as they figure out their next steps. A couple dozen students and staff at UW-Madison and more across the country are dealing with the same situation. Fast-paced festivities are coming this weekend. The Milwaukee Marathon makes its return with over 5,000 runners taking on the marathon route. It'll wind through the Oak Leaf Trail and down to Humboldt Park. Roads will start closing after 6 a.m. Sunday with rolling reopenings. All those roads should be reopened by noon. There's a youth hunt coming up. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging young hunters to participate in this weekend's statewide youth turkey hunt. According to a press release, the hunt on Saturday and Sunday is meant to give hunters under the age of 16 a chance to gain some experience before the regular turkey hunting season begins. To participate, youth hunters will need a spring turkey license, a wild turkey stamp, and a valid harvest authorization. Youth hunters must also register their turkey online or over the phone by 5 p.m. the day after they recover it.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Brewers crushed the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer bats were hot last night in Denver. They beat the Rockies 17-2. At age 21, Jackson Churio has become the youngest player in baseball history to have 12 RBI in just three games, surpassing Hall of Famers like Mickey Mantle, Al Kaline, and the Braves' Eddie Matthews. Now, Churio struck out five times on opening day in New York against the Yankees, Pat Murphy.
It was a tough day to see that day, and that's a really good pitcher. Woke him up pretty good, and he had a good spring training, and that woke him up pretty good. He's been pretty good since then.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee, the Bucks and the Pelicans. And the Packers tailgate tour continues. Last night in Madison, today in La Crosse and Onalaska. This is the 17th and final year for Packers president Mark Murphy.
No, it's a little nostalgic. But I've enjoyed them all. It's something that's really, it's a great tradition. And, you know, I know it'll continue. I know not only the current players, but the alumni really enjoy coming back and being a part of it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're heading to the theater this weekend, there are four films opening that are all reviewing quite well. The Amateur is a much-publicized action thriller starring Rami Malek as a CIA analyst whose wife is killed, motivating him to become more than just an analyst. The film is currently rating in the mid-60s on Rotten Tomatoes. Drop is being called a Hitchcockian-style thriller about a widowed mother who goes on a date during which her phone is inundated with threatening messages. The film is currently polling a 90%+ on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening this weekend is Warfare, a war drama written and directed by Iraq War veteran Ray Mendoza. The film is currently in the low 90s on Rotten Tomatoes. The King of Kings is an animated family drama that tells the story of Jesus and brings some heavy hitters to the voiceover roles, including Kenneth Branagh, Uma Thurman, Mark Hamill, and Pierce Brosnan. It's drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Kieran Culkin is an Oscar winner thanks to Jesse Eisenberg's A Real Pain. According to actor-comedian Eric Andre, Culkin was not Jesse Eisenberg's first choice for the role. Andre was. Andre says Eisenberg called him and offered him the role. According to Deadline, Andre passed because he thought the script was depressing. Does Andre think he blew it in passing on the role? Yeah. He calls it the biggest mistake of his career. The season 3 finale of White Lotus brought lots of drama, but now there's drama off screen as well between writer, director, and show creator Mike White and composer Cristobal Tapio Devere. In a recent appearance on the Howard Stern show, White says Devere did not respect him. He told Stern that quitting when the composer did and badmouthing White and the show 3 days before the finale was a move. White did admit that DeVere is incredibly talented, but did not like taking notes, especially after the composer's season 2 music went viral and won DeVere an Emmy. Oh man, those creative types. The latest installment in the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise will hit theaters this coming summer. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt will headline the cast, but there is uncertainty as to whether or not Brandi Norwood will return. Norwood played Love Hewitt's best friend Carla Wilson in 1998's I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which was the second installment of the franchise. Director Jennifer Caton Robinson hinted that Norwood might be making an appearance, but that people will just have to go see the film, which opens July 18th. The production of Dune 3 has some A-list talent lined up. Variety reports that director Denis Villeneuve is eyeing Robert Pattinson to join the cast. Pattinson would join an all-star cast, including Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Rebecca Ferguson, and Josh Brolin. Dune Messiah is scheduled to start shooting in summer of 2026.
A little foggy and drizzly this morning. It's going to stay cloudy all day today with a high of 41 this afternoon. Tonight down to 34. Tomorrow sunny 46. We will warm it up for the weekend. Saturday sunny 51 on Sunday. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.